Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Check One Eddingham, and today we are being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, thank you so much for stopping in.
Hey, thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. Well, here we go. We are now getting into summertime because you're starting to sport the farmers market shirts, and so those are back. And yeah, just had your second one last night, and I know you said the opening one was a good turnout.
Yes, that's right. So we are now on to, you know, every Thursday, farmers market 4 to 7 right downtown. So things are going strong. We've got a lot of returning vendors. We've got some new vendors. You know, it's a little bit slower always in the beginning of the season with produce, but then we also have plant starts as well. And so it's just, there's always good variety no matter when you come, but it'll continue to build, which is exciting. And we've got a couple vendors that haven't joined us yet that plan to, just because they're not quite ready yet. So it'll just keep on filling up each week. And of course, we have our different special events. And so, you know, last night we had Iowa PBS Kids out. They are planning on coming the second and fourth Thursday, continuing on with their kids activities and their kids bucks to give out to kiddos to spend at the market. So that's all really exciting, well received, and that continues to build every time that they come and kids want to return and have fun with that. And then next week we already have our very first special event, so it'll be public safety night. So on the third Thursday of the month, we have special guests come out around a theme. And I have to say the public safety night is definitely one of the favorites for the kiddos, because there's at least one or two or three different vehicles that have lights and buttons and all these things. So the fire department plans on bringing some kind of vehicle out and they'll do their grill out. So come out, support them with the food option that night. The police department, Dallas County EMS, emergency management, you know, we've got these different groups that have been great partners over the years. And it's just fun to kind of get to know people and ask questions, be familiar. I think it's a great opportunity for kids to feel comfortable when they meet someone in uniform, or they can see the vehicle up close. Maybe it's a little less scary if they ever have to interact with that in the future. But just to kind of elevate that and provide a platform for those connections is really important, which is so great about the farmers market. We're connecting the community with local vendors and food producers, but also local community partners. And so that's one of my favorite parts about the farmers market, is just that platform for connections in the gathering space each week.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And so I just want to ask a question here. When you were a child, did you have an opportunity to ever climb into a vehicle of policemen or firemen? And were you kind of impressed with all the buttons? Or if you were, you know, a kid, which vehicle, I guess, would be most appealing to you?
You're bringing up my past. No, sure, just kidding. Yeah. No, I don't really remember that being a thing. I grew up in Des Moines on Southwest 9th, and so very familiar with sirens growing up. And so I think that was kind of always something's wrong, scary thing. Sure. I don't remember my first interaction. Probably, I mean, even as an adult, just like, oh, that's what that looks like. So I just think it's important to kind of have that connection. And they are emergency management, and so there is usually something going on. But for it to not be catastrophic is, you know, kind of that goal too. So just great individuals in our community, whether they're full-timers or volunteers, but all just keeping everyone safe. So happy to have that happening next Thursday at the farmers market.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for going over all that. Sorry, I didn't mean to trigger you there. But as we move on, of course, you know, today has been busy. Of course, you held your June Chamber Coffee, and so you could talk about where that was held, and then you have your Sip and Shop coming up tonight.
Yeah, that's right. So just a big thanks to 21st Century Rehab for being our host this morning for our monthly Chamber Coffee. Always a great opportunity to get together and see what's going on in the community, provide updates, and so that's just all a regular thing that we do, and nice to see new faces. Always great to see the regulars as well. So big thanks to 21st Century Rehab. And then, like you said, we've got the Sip and Shop tonight, 4 to 7 p.m. We have, I think, 8 different businesses participating. So they're open late, providing refreshments, and it's a great chance to get your bingo card stamped if you're still working on that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And talk about that. Of course, that will run here through tomorrow. So just, I guess, a last minute, if people still want to do that, they can.
Yeah, so a last minute reminder that Perry Bingo goes through tomorrow. There are 24 different businesses participating. We've got fun little bingo cards. There's 10 different versions. So if you're out shopping, dining with friends, you can each have different cards and work your way through. Just like regular bingo, you're wanting to get 5 across one way or the other. And then there's also the blackout. So we have not had very many turned in yet. So I don't know if that means that people are working on their blackout bingos, or if they're still working on them or just haven't dropped them off yet. But there's chances to win Perry Bucks. So just encourage people as they're out and about, maybe for the Sip and Shop tonight, bring your bingo card. It's not too late to get started if you haven't yet. Stopping at 5 different places, making a purchase, dining out, you know, these are pretty easy ways to, you know, as I say, shop local, dine local, and enjoy local, because, you know, we really want to get people out and about. And there's some new businesses on here from the last time we did a promotion like this. And so a great way to kind of encourage to check things out.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Really get a feel for what's going on, especially downtown. And well, speaking of downtown, again, we're speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Basuti. And Lindsay, big thing happening this weekend is, of course, the Big Coon Ride. And part of that will come through Perry. And so I've talked to several law enforcement, including the Perry Police Chief Jim Archer. And so just as a reminder for people that will be driving around, there's going to be a lot more bike traffic on Saturday.
Yes, a lot more bike traffic than a normal Saturday, so be aware of that. All along the Raccoon River Valley Trail, starting in Waukee and doing the full loop back to Waukee, we in Perry will have the most traffic between 8:30 and noon, but we know that riders come early, they stay late a little bit, so just please be aware that there are going to be a lot of riders. I think in the past we have counted about 2,000 riders on a really good day, on a not as nice weather, still 1,000 riders. So it's something to be aware of. It's a great opportunity to showcase our community, bring people in. They're traveling the whole loop, and so they're making stops along the way. The Proletariat is the official host for the Bacon Stop, so downtown will be a little bit of congested with a street closure, with a lot of riders parking, taking a break, and then heading back out. So as you're navigating around town, just have some caution and extra patience, because like I said, there's just going to be a lot of riders, much more than normal. We are still looking for some volunteers if you want to be a part of the fun. We've got folks right on the bike trail where it connects to 2nd Street, kind of welcoming riders, cheering them on, welcoming them to town, counting, so we have kind of a better idea of what that is. And then downtown we'll have like a water bottle filling station and be promoting Burr, because, you know, we're counting down to that already, of course, and a captive audience that is interested in bike riding. So, you know, it just makes sense and fun to think about a cool day on such a hot day, you know? And so, yeah, just be aware of that. And then they'll make their way back onto the trail. So it's counterclockwise loop. So they'll be coming from the 141 crossing and then heading on west. And so just be aware of that. And a fun tradition. It's kind of quirky, but, you know, we just try to be a good support community partner for this event. It's not ours at all, but it does bring a lot of people in and get eyes on our community.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Really will be fun. And talk about some other things that are going on here in the community happening soon.
Yeah, so I mean, it's summertime, so we've got Perry Elks Lodge Bingo next Monday, the free merchant movies going on Wednesdays. Next Wednesday is Despicable Me 4. So just different fun activities like that, but then also another resource for people, the Healthy Kids Iowa over at the food pantry starts up next Monday, Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. So if your kiddos qualify for that, definitely check out that resource for having some food this summer. So there's always things going on, live music in the courtyard on Thursdays, trivia night at the Proletariat, movies, you know, things at the Hometown Heritage Carnegie Library Museum. If you're bored this summer, you're not trying very hard.
right. Yes. No, I absolutely agree. And make sure you subscribe to the Perry Chat, because that always gives great information and a rundown of everything that Lindsay Basuti, again, the Perry Chamber Director, talks about. And Lindsay, well, thank you so much again. Always really appreciate you making time, stopping in. It's always a joy talking to you, and I look forward to it every week.
Hey, thank you. We'll see you then.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, that's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.